Let's go to the movies. Talking Pictures with America's film critic. He is Perry Seibert. He got the start here, though, on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Perry is with the Michigan Film Critics Guild. And today's movie is a Spielberg movie called Disclosure Day. Set this up for us.
Steven Spielberg spent his giant, the biggest blank check we thought he'd ever get when he created Jaws with a film called Close Encounters of the Third Kind, one of the great alien films ever made. And he's returned to Aliens a few times throughout his career, and he's back again with Disclosure Day.
This 79-year terror campaign of lies has to end.
What are you gonna do?
Full disclosure to the whole world.
That truth will upend all established order across the entire world. If you do this, there's no undoing it.
Wow. All right, here's my big question for you.
Okay.
How is it movies that take a while to make are so thematic with things that are going on currently? I mean, today we've got missing scientists. We've got people talking about Roswell, New Mexico. This is a similar veined movie.
This got lucky. Yeah, I'll give it that. Sometimes it's just good luck. And that's quarter what's going on here. Yes, we've had so much talk about alien sightings and whatnot in the last year or
right.
So, supposedly reputable people coming forward saying, oh yeah, this is happening for sure. And that truly sort of doesn't matter for the movie, to be fair, because the movie is about how would the world react if we really knew we weren't alone, which is not really what Close Encounters is about and is not really about what E.T. was about. This is a weird film from Steven, I'll be very honest. Not that it's weird in the sense that you won't get exactly what you're looking for. It's a big summer blockbuster. It's a summer popcorn movie made by the guy who's made more of these than anybody else. And it absolutely plays. Emily Blunt plays a local weather woman who becomes central. She becomes she starts to have some special powers. Let's leave it at that. And half the fun of this movie is Emily Blunt's performance, where she has a lot of fun. She's suddenly blessed with the ability to sort of see people's emotions and understand them and tell them what's going on and to speak languages she didn't know she could speak.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a wonderfully grounded performance. This is all about the aliens connecting with us in a way that might teach us something, which is different than a different take than Steven's taken before when he's dealt with extraterrestrial beings. That said, it's also a 2.5-hour conspiracy theory thriller action movie, right? We have all this alien stuff mixed in. We have lots of deep conversations about what it all means and what is the ethical thing to do in this situation. But we still got time for a fantastic sequence in the middle of the movie in which our heroes might be crushed by a train, which we know isn't going to happen because they're the heroes of the movie, right? It's still just a summer blockbuster action piece. That's all it is.
And that's what we heard at the end of that clip there.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is a weird movie to me. Not weird. I find it sadly disappointing that Steven Spielberg wants to make this movie. Now, he's going to turn 80 in December. He's 79 years old. He doesn't have that many movies left in him. He knows this at some core level. And I have a man who has been always horrifically uneven as a filmmaker throughout his entire career, has had a pretty great run in the last 10 years. I really liked older Steven's work a lot. And this film is disappointing in that regard. I would much rather watch his West Side Story again. I would much rather watch his very autobiographical film, The Fablemans, from a few years ago. I think he's done really great work in this century. Not all of it. And this isn't a bad one. I want to be clear. This is, when it comes down to it, Lucianne, perfectly fine 3-star Spielberg. There is nothing new going on here for him. There's nothing incredible going on here. Is it solidly made? Yes. Are there incredibly awful lines of dialogue that Steven doesn't realize he should cut? Yes. A line so bad Emily Blunt can't handle it. And Emily Blunt doesn't know how to deliver this line. It's obvious. Like, there's no, that line, the line just makes no sense. And it's there because he thinks he's making a big point, and Steven doesn't make big points well. He makes grand points well. There's a difference between a grand point and a big point. But would I rather watch this again than Minority Report? A film that I think has pretty much hit me the exact same way. A film that's over 20 years old at this point. Another Spielberg film. Minority Report's very entertaining. It's fine. I've never seen it a second time. I've never wanted to. I would watch this before watching Minority Report. How's that? for putting this in the right Spielberg context.
Yeah. Given the limited amount of time he has left, if he is going to be 80 and he just has a few movies, presumably, you would have wished that he tried a different topic, not one that he has done before, Aliens?
I wished that this had more on its mind than what we realize it is. By the time you get to the end of the movie, you realize how he's thrown a lot of very heavy things around this movie to try to give it more weight than it really has. Hmm. It is interesting to watch him cover. I mean, this is Close Encounters done by a much older person. One of the most fascinating things about Close Encounters was always that, you know, at the end of the film, our hero, played by Richard Dreyfuss, gets on the spaceship, right? Which everybody remembers. It's this amazing thing that he gets to go off with the aliens. And as was pointed out to Spielberg many years later, he's got kids. He's got a family. He just leaves his family at the end of the movie. And even Spielberg was like, yeah, that's bad. I was younger then. I wasn't thinking about that. That's really bad. And so this is an older Spielberg who still manages to tell this story so that the two main people who interact with the aliens don't have kids, but still is trying to advance the ball a little for himself in some capacity here. And it's just, he does, but it's not nearly as deep or profound a movie as Steven would like it to be, because it's not meant to be a deep and profound movie. It's meant to be a popcorn film, which is what he knows how to do. And that is a disappointment coming from something as autobiographical as The Fablemans was, which is not something he's ever done. He's never been really open about his past.
Right.
It's, if you know it, it's throughout his films. You can see it. E.T. is nothing but someone who is desperate for a friend when their parents divorce. That's all E.T. is about. Mm. And Steven, what's always been great about Steven is Steven is truly working instinctually. I don't think he thinks about this stuff. And I learned that from a great moment in an interview with him about Close Encounters, where the interviewer confronted him with the fact that, well, in Close Encounters, we connect with the aliens through computers and music. He says, yes. Your father was a computer programmer and your mother was a musician. And he takes his feet and he says, I never realized that.
Oh my gosh. So is he not a deep person?
No, it's not that. It's, I don't mean to imply he's not deep. No. I don't want to imply that. I'm saying he's not a deep artist. I don't.
Okay.
He's not thinking through that way. Yeah. He responds to what he knows will work, what he responds to emotionally, not intellectually.
Yeah.
Right. And that's fine. There are a lot of great filmmakers who do that. I think Steven's skills were always at entertaining a mass audience. They were never about getting you to think. And when he wants to do that, it leads to some really interesting stuff sometimes for that very reason. Schindler's List is a really powerful movie. You could have a real serious conversation about how deeply flawed even making that movie is. You really can. It's been made by many people. Terry Gilliam, the filmmaker most especially, saying, Steven does heroes. There's nothing heroic about the Holocaust. You cannot make it a heroic story. And there are other examples of this throughout his work that I think are worth looking at. And it is interesting to watch him try to – how does he tackle a story like that? And this is always said with the fact that he's a great filmmaker. He knows how to put together images in a way that are interesting to look at and entertaining and tell a story. It might not be a very deep story, but tell a story.
Yeah.
And so I'm back to being this is my one of my least favorite ones of Spielberg, other than when he makes a movie I absolutely detest, which he's done. He's done often. This is not that. It's not a terrible movie by any means, but is it a little bit of a programmer for him? Yeah. But does he fill it with really good actors? Yes. Does that help? Oh my word, yes. Emily Blunt's wonderful. Josh O'Connor, who's been working more than anybody else, it seems, in the last 5 years, is very good here. Colin Firth gets to be a bad guy. That's always a pleasure. We want our bad guys to have British accents. It's more fun that way. Coleman Domingo's on board. He's wonderful as always. You might recognize, you didn't see her in that hear her in that clip, but Eve Hewson is on board as Josh O'Connor's sort of love interest in the movie. You might know her better as the daughter of Bono. She's been working steadily as an actress for the last few years.
Yes.
She's good here. She's very good here. Huh. You know, it's a summer alien movie. Have fun.
That's a good way of putting it. And let's remind our listeners about Perry Seibert. He loves to rework movies, and he does that online on his Facebook page all the time. And I did read that you had an alternate ending for this movie.
Oh, I had a thought of how to end this movie while it was happening. I didn't know. It all comes down to a particular word of dialogue, and you understand this is probably what's going to happen. But there is a moment that I thought of a much more entertaining ending. It would not be it's not the film Stephen Wonder tells. It would be an absolute disservice to everything that's come before.
Would have been a fun ending though.
But it would have been if he had Stephen has many great skills in life. He has a sense of humor. He knows when something is funny, but his instincts are not funny. He does not know how to create something funny. He knows how to be given something funny and make it funny on screen. But he's not going to think of the joke.
And because we're not going to complete this on the air and explain this, I just want our listeners to know that when they do go see Disclosure Day, the scene where the meteorologist and her boyfriend are together and what the boyfriend does, and Perry would love to see that again at the end of the movie.
Yes, that's a moment that should have been called back. That's the screenwriting term. You should have referenced called this later back in the movie, and that would have been a brilliant opportunity to do so. Yeah. But Stephen's not interested in that, and that's fine. I don't blame him. I'm not saying it's a better ending. Yeah. But, man, we'd be talking about a much different movie if that had been the way that ended, and one I would have liked a lot more.
All right. Well, I wanted to argue the Close Encounters when he goes up on with the ship with the aliens.
Yes.
I agree for all of us, and I would hope we feel this way when something like that happens, that we remember our family, of course. I mean, that's a powerful connection there. On the other hand, I can't help but think about Ghost when he is dying and he's going up to heaven, the Patrick Swayze character.
Ghost, I'm joking.
Yeah. And he turns to Demi and he says, the love, you take the love with you. You know, and it was obvious that even though he would like to stay with her on Earth, that other, you know, God, the power of God and the being and as a human of being wanting to be with God is more powerful. Now, I'm not saying that's
not a God, it's an alien. It's not a God.
I know it's an alien, but it's
and
something
he has kids.
It's something
he has
you
children.
Yes, but it's something you think about and you wonder about, and there it is, it's presented to you, and that's a powerful moment to
But there's not give up. A scene in that movie where he questions it.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Wants to go. There's no doubt that he's supposed to get
he
on
just
that.
Goes,
and I'm like, he's got kids. This is a This is a problem with people who don't have kids yet, right, about being a parent. I'm like,
that's me. Yeah. Okay.
No. Then do something else.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that Stephen's gone back to this again. Not the exact same idea of having to leave everything behind.
Yeah.
But like, it's purposeful. The two people we're talking about as our lead characters in this movie, who can speak with the aliens and communicate for the aliens, don't have kids. I find this remarkably interesting and. I don't know whether it's good or bad from Stephen. This might be the thing I think about the most after we talk about this.
I wonder if he did that on purpose, though, given the criticism of Close Encounters.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I mean, this story doesn't. You could have kids in this movie, but you would get the same question. It's like, are you one of them? It's easy. It would be more interesting with the Emily Blunt character. That's the character you could do this with. She could have kids and this would play as it is. The Josh O'Connor character is more of a nerd action hero. So the question we'd have to ask is, why is he risking his life to do this?
Yeah.
Which we don't ask here, because he just wants to do this, and that's fine. He can risk his own life. No, and nothing else is at stake. It's a good movie. It's a good summer movie.
I'm going to see it. I think I'm intrigued by the trailer. It's called Disclosure Day, the new Steven Spielberg movie. Perry, he just says, have fun.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, sir. Perry Seibert, America's film critic from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild on the Lucy Ann Land Show each week and Arbors Talk Station 1290 WLBY.